This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information online at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, clean, well-lighted sentences. This week on Grammar Grader, we're taking a slight departure from our usual hijinks to interview the author of a new grammar book. Janice Bell is the author of Clean, Well-Lighted Sentences, a guide to avoiding the most common errors and grammar in punctuation. The book is published by W.W. Norton & Company. Ms. Bell joins us by telephone from San Francisco, California. Welcome to Grammar Grader, Janice.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, in the preface of your book, you tell readers, I do know you, and I have seen your sentences. And why don't we start with you telling us about how you became acquainted with all of us and our writing habits?
I've been teaching writing for 35 years in many settings, in universities and in private businesses and in government agencies. So I've seen literally hundreds of thousands of people over the last three decades and all the various writings that they do, and have understood what their most common errors are, where they encounter most of their problems. And that's how my new book came about.
And did that inform the way your book is organized?
Absolutely. The way it's organized, the way it's presented, what I explain in depth and what I explain more superficially, because I've understood from being a teacher of writing for so long when people need more explanation and when they get something immediately.
Now, that's interesting. You talk about your experience in education. Your book is organized in a way that it can be used as a handy reference, but it also has these quizzes at the end of every chapter. It could almost be a self-taught course. How do you imagine readers using your book?
Well, I'm hoping that they will take those quizzes, because when you read about something and you think you've understood, that's not always the case. You really need to see it in context and to challenge yourself to discover what is correct and what is not correct. And that's why I included not only the quizzes, but answers and explanations of those answers, so that people can see whether, when they're actually writing and editing and proofreading and looking for the errors they may be making, that they can discover them.
And you also talk about you hope that the book will give readers confidence when it comes to writing. What do you think intimidates people so much about writing?
When we're speaking, we have a lot of other aids working for us. We've got facial expression, we've got hand gestures, we've got body movement, we've got eye contact, we've got voice. And probably most important, people aren't looking at our words. So they're gathering all the information and whatever meaning we intend with the help of all those other aids that work for us. Mm-hmm. But when we're writing, people are just looking at our words, and they're paying a lot more attention to the way in which we use them. So I think that scares people, and they're very aware of that. They know that they pay attention to the writing that other people do, and that they notice errors, and that as the errors crop up, the respect for the knowledge of the writer goes down. So with all that awareness, people get nervous when they put words on paper.
Sure. I guess you could kind of liken it to flying. I mean, there's a lot of people who hate flying, but it seems like eventually everybody's got to fly somewhere now. And then I guess with the ubiquity of emails and that sort of thing, writing's kind of like flying, would you say?
Yes, in many ways. Certainly before you get on the plane, you do a lot of waiting. You have a lot of anxiety, or some anxiety usually. You may feel irritated. You're being checked out, for sure, to the point of having to take your shoes off. And all of that inspection and doubt that is visited upon you, I think is just like what one experiences when, or one expects when one is writing. But there is another difference, though. When you sit down in a plane, it's out of your hands. I mean, you have to just trust fate. And I don't think there's any point in the writing process where you feel it's out of your hands and you have to just trust fate.
Sure.
Except perhaps when you're finished.
Yeah. Now, one of the things is, like, grammatical terms can kind of be a bit intimidating to people, but in your book, you approach them in a really accessible way. And I think one example that stands out from the book is the use of the term verb package. I haven't really come across this anywhere else. Is this your own coinage?
It is, and I was a little dubious about using it because it doesn't occur elsewhere. But to use predicate, which is typically the term used for all the auxiliary and main verbs, didn't seem like a good choice to me because people don't remember typically what a predicate is. So I decided that I would use verb package, meaning all the little verbs that may be leading up to the main verb. In fact, if I could have written a grammar book without any grammar terminology, I would have, and I toyed with that idea. But, you know, I would have to call something a hamburger and something else a hot dog. I mean, you have to call these items something. And then people would have to remember throughout the book what a hamburger and a hot dog are. So I thought I might as well just go for the real terms.
Right. Now, one thing that you declare in your book is that it's okay to end a sentence in a preposition.
Well, it has been okay for a long time, according to good writers and good speakers. You know, sometimes you just ruin the whole idiom if you insist on tucking that preposition back in. Certain words in our sentences call for prepositions, and if they happen to come at the end, as long as they're the right preposition, well, that's where they come, and it's much more idiomatic to place them there.
Much more natural.
Yes, it is.
Now, you call your book Clean, Well-Lighted Sentences, and this is kind of a fun and playful title, and it seems to get at the heart of the book's style. I mean, what inspired you to choose this title?
There was a bookstore in San Francisco called A Clean, Well-Lighted Place for Books. And they took that name from a Hemingway short story called A Clean, Well-Lighted Place. I frequented the bookstore often, and I always liked the title. And the bookstore went out of business right when I was looking for a title for my book. And I thought, you know, that's really a good title for my book, because when sentences are grammatically correct, they are clean. And when the punctuation is good, they are well-lighted. So I thought, I'm going to use this.
Now, as a writing instructor and a writer of this new grammar book, certainly you've probably got your own list of favorite reference materials. What are some of your other favorite grammar books?
Well, a book that is in the same league with mine is called Woe Is I by Patricia O'Connor, and I think that's a pretty good book. I've also consulted the Chicago Manual of Style when I've wanted to see what prescriptions there are on high for the more complicated issues. I'll tell you what does inform me greatly, and that is I read The New Yorker from cover to cover every week, and their use of English is just excellent. So I do pay attention to how they use English as well as what they're writing about. And I like to learn things from a context, and so I'd say that's what I do most often.
And would you recommend The New Yorker to anyone on the writing continuum who maybe wants to improve their style?
Oh, absolutely. It's such gorgeous writing. I mean, the grammar is correct, the usage is wonderful, the punctuation is interesting and correct and sophisticated. So I do recommend it, yes.
Well, Janice, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Janice Bell is the author of Clean, Well-Lighted Sentences. The book is published by W.W. Norton & Company and can be found at publicradiomarket.org.
I hear the bells down in the canyons. It's snowing in New York. Some blue December, I'm going to the moon.
Thanks to you and Kara and to producer Brett Baldwin. Grammar Grader will be back next week in its usual format. Until then, I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the new Grammar Grader group on Facebook.